And of course, the NSABP B40 study is looking at different versions of chemo plus or minus bevacizumab. I was asking soon, I wonder what your take was in terms of any hopes in terms of what you might see in tissue or sera in terms of trying to predict these patients who don't respond well to chemo but do respond well to anti-angiogenic therapy.
It is definitely the most complex study we've ever done with this 3x2. So, I mean, we will have the chemo versus chemo-bev cohort where the chemotherapy regimens will be similar. One group won't have the anti-metabolites, the other two will. So 1,200 patients. So I think hopefully we'll get some information for soon to at least generate some hypotheses. It's not going to be definitive.
You know, one hope that we have is the mechanism of action of bevacizumab might be the same in breast cancer and colon cancer because it's targeting vasculature. So we are doing microarray analysis of our COA trial, adjuvant trial, looking at bevacizumab. We are doing microarray analysis on 1,000 cases. So by the time we have primary endpoint data, we will have some correlates. And then we can hope to validate that in B40 trial. So that's our strategy of biomarker discovery there.
Yeah, Mike O'Connell was telling me that you all are going to present the safety data from C08 at the next ASCO. I mean, 2,600 people sort of percolating there. Be interesting, too, if that trial does turn out to be positive, how it's going to affect people's perception of the other adjuvant trials. There's that big adjuvant lung bev trial, big adjuvant, obviously, breast trial that's out there. Is this going to be the same genomic work you're doing right now with Genomic Health, looking at the predictors in stage two, same profile or something different?
No, yeah, actually, I'm doing entire genome with adjuvant microarray.
But again, the thing that struck me about this case was the biology. And why would this tumor walk through chemotherapy and then respond so well to an anti-angiogenic strategy? Another just practical question. You don't have NAB available to you, correct, on your formula?
I do not have NAB available as first choice, but in patients with hypersensitivity reaction or intolerance to steroids, I can petition to the P&T committee.
If you did have it available and you compare what happened to her to what might have happened on NAB, do you think there would have been any advantage?
I don't know. And this is a situation that I don't know exactly what happened, whether the clincher was the fact that she had progressed on those after those dense paclitaxel and now she was responding to single agent paclitaxel, whether she was responding to bevacizumab, whether she was responding to the combination and whether she would have responded to any combination of chemotherapy with bevacizumab. However, we do remember the data, if we think about that, we do remember the data that George Sledge presented on the Excalibur trial at ASCO, where first-line patients treated with capecitabine and bevacizumab, the triple-negative patients did very well. So maybe there's something special about the combination of weekly paclitaxel and bevacizumab.